This is a special report on the COVID-19 virus update with Ottawa Mayor Patrick Taylor of Highlands. Helen, she's saying we're starting a Patrick Taylor fan club. They love what you're doing.
Appreciate that, Helen. Wonderful.
From Sharon, she says, is there ever a time you can conceive that the answer would be to close our roads leading into Highlands except for essential travel such as following needing supplies? And she was referring to Floridians and New Yorkers coming in and possibly bringing the virus.
That's a good question that Sharon has asked. And yes, we have been considering that, as well as the county officials. They've considered the whole issue of closing down Macon County to outside travel. The problem is, how do you do that? For example, people say, well, let's shut down Highlands. You've got 106 coming in from Dillard. You've got 28 from Walhalla. You've got 64 from Cashers. And then you have the main road from Franklin to Highlands, the Gorge Road. How would we, with only 12 law enforcement officers, maintain roadblocks 24/7 on all of those roads? I've talked with Commissioner Tate about this issue, even with Macon County, and the problem, you've got 441, a main artery going right through the county that would have to be manned. But then there are so many different roads. I think there are over 20 ways of getting into Macon County. It would be a daunting task. So we're not doing that, but we are trying to take measures to discourage people from coming to Highlands, especially people that just want to shelter here for the duration and make it like it's a vacation. That's not a good idea. This really underscores an issue that we haven't really resolved in Highlands. We were planning on passing some ordinances possibly addressing the short-term rental market issue here. One simple plan would have been to have had registration of anyone operating a VRBO. We don't have that in place, so we really don't know how many VRBOs are out there. If we did have a database from registration, we'd be able to communicate directly with the real estate people and the people renting VRBOs now, but we just simply don't have that information. So we have to rely on the Chamber of Commerce, and the Board of Realtors have been sending out information to potential real estate agents that would be operating VRBOs and Airbnb. We're addressing that, but to be quite frank, it's a rather complex issue. And here's the but. This afternoon, we're having another emergency meeting at the community center building. We've set up a call-in system now, not just relying on cell phones, but we actually have a machine where two of our commissioners who do not want to come in for the meeting will be able to call in and participate, and we'll have a quorum. And then we'll have a couple of key staff members there, and the press will be there. But with this meeting, like all the emergency meetings, we're discouraging the public from attending because of the issue of a number of people that would be in the building. Now we want to go back and really, I think, clarify and pinpoint some of the language and some of the things that we have adopted with that declaration. We are now looking and reviewing at emergency declarations from Swain County and Jackson County, and they have some very specific language that we might, if you will, borrow to include in our declaration to really help clarify and pinpoint what we're driving at. I am at night looking at data and materials that are coming forward from the media and so forth, and last night I noticed that there is a company that has some kind of a digital thermometer, and it's linked to all the operators of these thermometers throughout the United States. And they were showing a map, and in some places the overall average temperature of a state, they had either white or gray. Those states, there are not too many people running temperatures. Then some of the states, like North Carolina, had a yellow coloring, which meaning at their higher level. And then there were some states that were in the orange and red. That means a lot of people are running high temperatures, like 100 or 102. There were two places that really I took note. New York was on fire with hot temperatures. In Florida, the whole state was covered with hot temperatures. It was like a red zone. That indicates that there are a lot of people that are sick in those states. And I think we could infer many of them might have the COVID virus. How does that relate to Highlands? We're getting a lot of people calling into town hall. We're second homeowners from Florida or New York or wherever, and we want to come and just stay in Highlands. Is that okay? No, it is not okay. And we recommend that you stay where you are. My recommendation for my good friends in Florida, Louisiana, another hot spot, I would recommend that you shelter in place there and not come to Highlands. We can't set up roadblocks and stop people, but we highly recommend that you follow that advice and not come to this community. Now, the one thing that we will be looking at today as a policy is that if a second homeowner or their relatives or whoever come to a second home in Highlands, we are going to recommend that they quarantine in place for 14 days when they arrive to make sure they did not bring the virus with them. We're not a police state. We know we're in a state of emergency, but we're not a police state. And we just simply do not have the resources to be doing those kind of procedures. People are people, and they will find a way to do what they want to do. And I hope that we can appeal to the best nature in people to voluntarily be a responsible and caring citizen and do the right thing. And the right thing would be if you come in to Highlands to your second home from another area, the right thing would be for you to shelter in place for 14 days until you know that you're not infected with this virus.
Following along with that, in the Crossroads Chronicle today, the COVID-19 appears in Jackson County. I know that you're aware of this. On Monday, the local health officials confirmed that a part-time Jackson County resident had tested positive for the virus, and the confirmed case in Jackson County did not, though, receive care at Harris Regional Hospital.
And there's some funny numbers here, Steve, and let me explain to you what the funny number situation is. If you are a resident of Highlands or Jackson County or Macon County, and you test positive, it becomes an official case with the Macon County or Jackson County Health Department. It's documented. If you come in from Maryland, just visiting, or you have a second home or something, and you test, they will assign that case to Maryland, although you're here on the plateau. Has actually happened in the area.
Do you want to elaborate a little bit more about what we talked about, utility bills?
We are following the governor's and the utilities commission's guidelines about dealing with this issue of people being delinquent, not being able to pay their utility bills. We're not about to go shut people's utilities off because they've missed a payment. And we will be having a finance meeting of the board. We have a group of commissioners on the finance committee, and our finance director, Rebecca Schuler, and our town manager will be working with them. Rebecca, as we speak, is in a teleconference with all the financial managers of North Carolina, developing an overall strategy and policy for dealing with the issue of utility bills. She'll be sharing that information and the information from the Utilities Commission with the board committee, and then we will quickly come up with a policy for addressing the utility bills. And I will tell you some of the ideas that I already know will be considered. And that would be, of course, a delayed payment system for several months, adjustments. There are just a lot of options that they're considering right now, and we will be ready to share those as soon as possible.
I'm following suit with you. You've inspired me, you and Sally, for curbside pickup. Before you get to what we're going to do for that, Meals on Wheels, the Jackson County Public School staff still providing meals for all the students there for ages 1 to 18.
And I think the Highland School is involved in that program through Macon County School System has been able to make that adjustment.
I'll probably run into you in some of these restaurants.
That's right. I will say one thing, and one of my friends confessed that this happened. One of the restaurants, I don't think they understood the requirements. They were making mixed drinks to go. So I'll be going to take out and pick up some of that great food that our restaurants in Highlands. I'll be giving a good tip, too.
We had a call from the woman who actually ordered that margarita. Her name was Bernie Robert, and so that's okay. No, she is all right with it, but that was the one. I even played Margaritaville after we talked about that.
If Bernie says it's okay, that's the person I was talking to last night. She's my neighbor. We were having a good time about it.
She loves the radio station, so a wonderful woman. Okay, anything more that you might have learned with the governor yesterday?
This morning, after meeting with the town manager, we were getting information that Durham and Charlotte have now moved toward a shelter-in-place order. And again, all options for the town of Highlands, they're open.
This has been a special COVID-19 virus report from Mayor Patrick Taylor and WHLC, FM 104.5 and WHLC.com.